Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Sliding Down the Slime Tube with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jake is on the line.
Yep.
We need to radically adjust Jake's volume.
Hey, sorry.
That's better.
Hey, now I can hear myself. Although, it only lasted a second. Remember when we used to have to do this entire show with me hearing a horrible delayed echo of myself?
Yeah, but it was okay because half of the show was trying to get it that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's pretty much like, 9 dozen minutes of Jake and Mr. Skullhead and a dozen minutes of technical difficulties.
Yeah. Anyway, how have you been?
I've been fantastic. Right now I'm eating a giant steak, which is good. I had a kind of a giant steak and making sure it turned out okay.
Yeah.
And it did. And weather's been fantastic here. We've been going to the lake on the weekends, and I've been hanging out outside most of the day, working via laptop. Yeah, it's a good life, and I like it a lot.
Well, good.
What's up with you?
I spent basically Thursday, Friday, and Saturday just doing nothing but working on the slime tube for many, many hours at a time because the one tangible goal that I had for my trip to New York was to get that, just, all right, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to make a Thousand Monster One Boss clan dungeon. I'm just going to do it by myself. I'm just going to get it done while I'm in New York. And then I realized, oh, fuck, I got 5 days left. And then I also sort of, you know, the fact that that came due at the same time as the June item of the month was fantastic. That's what always happens to us, though.
CD Moyer has been amazing with that stuff, I have to say.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. This June item of the month has been the least work for me of any June item of the month so far.
And the most work for Riff. But, you know, it's interesting because you let me and Riff kind of choose our level of involvement, you know, in these very broad parameters. And so I think that Riff's zone is essence of Riff and my zone is kind of essence of me.
Yep, so and like I was saying before on the Thursday show, you'll be able to tell which is mine because you'll be able to tell that one of them is very half-assed and kind of boring.
I don't think so. I think it's really interesting. It's just...
I really like the flavor of it. I'm really... Like, as I was conceiving of it, I was like, all right, this is pretty awesome. I like how this is going to look and how it's going to feel. I just don't know if it's very fun is the problem.
I would say that it's... I think it's fun, and it's the size that our zones should have been.
It's not the size that matters anyway, you know, it's what you do with it.
Yeah. And, you know, Riff made me kind of look like a chump with the amount of content that he did.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I can make you look a little bit like a chump, and then we can all sit around and go, God, I feel like my zone is just not that good.
I gotta do something, though, to make Riff feel like a chump so that we'll have the little recycling logo going on.
Just whip out your dick.
Oh! so I got a so yesterday, like, I had the apartment until the 31st, but then what happened is at like 9 a.m. on the 31st, people showed up to start taking all the furniture.
Wow.
So I mean, I knew about it ahead of time. It wasn't that big of a deal. It was like not ideal, and like if I were a different kind of man, I probably could have and would have raised a big stink about it. But like, you know, whatever. So I ended up just kind of wandering the streets for part of the day. And then spending a whole lot of time at the airport, and then spending a whole lot of time on an airplane. And then, despite only having gotten like 4 or 5 hours of sleep the previous night, I then got home, hung out for a little while, went to bed, and woke up 4 hours later. So today I am just like the walking dead.
Did you get your nap, or did you not?
Kind of. Like, I laid down for a while, and I was able to at least make my neck stop hurting. Mm-hmm. I think my neck is sore from being awake too much, and literally my neck hurts from holding my head up.
You do have a pretty big head. Maybe it hurts from holding your hair up.
Yeah, so that could be it. Maybe I could try holding my head lower.
Whoa.
You know, as opposed to
holding
my head up.
Hi! I see. I was just thinking, you know, if you hold your head up, hi, then you would hold your head up low.
Oh, I see.
Or down low.
See, I wasn't thinking. I didn't pick up the multiple levels on which hi meant hi.
Oh, I see. As in, I'm totally freaking hi.
Yeah. I thought that I had an entire case of stone levitation, but when I got here, I discovered the case of the missing 22 bottles of stone levitation. I only have two of them. But, you know, that ought to do the trick. I'm trying to get used to being in this big house again compared to the tiny apartment that I was in. Because it's like, when you're in a little room and you're working on something good...
But if it's really good, you're going to need a bigger room. So you can work on even bigger things, but occasionally you'll have
to... When you're in a bigger room, you might not know what to do, right? And that's what I'm experiencing now. So I'm trying to think back to what I did when I was in the little room.
Yeah. Slime Tube is pretty awesome, by the way.
Yeah? Are you having fun?
I am. Or my plan is. I've been spending all day testing the June stuff.
Yeah. I got most of the art done, and I'll be able to get the rest of it done tomorrow and work out the last little finishing touches on everything, I guess.
All the stupid shit I make you draw.
Yeah, yours was fairly easy to do, actually. You wrote it such that it was almost entirely just like stick figures with different heads and different stuff in their hands. So, like, that's always easier than, like, oh, I know, this is going to be the zoo with 300 different animals in it, because those are the things that I actually have to draw, like, cartoon style.
And they'll be dynamically generated from parts of animals in
it. Right.
The names will be, but the pictures you have to do all individually.
Yeah. Every possible combination. I have, like, all this logistical stuff kind of weighing on me that I have to take care of now that I'm home. I gotta get my car maintenance and... I've got this giant dead tree that I still have to take care of.
Hmm.
Stupid beetles.
Well, they're just going to chop your tree down.
Yeah, that's true. The tree will fall on my house, and then I'll have to be up fixing a hole where the rain gets
first
in.
You'll be leaving home, then you'll be fixing a hole.
Yeah, anyway. So we got... I believe that... Nothing's going to stop us from getting the item of the month ready to roll out tomorrow at Rollover. So that should be no problem. I'm excited. It's gratifying to me to read the Slime Tube thread, because it's like people seem to be having fun with it and like have kind of just scratched the surface, which is nice.
Well, even if there was nothing more to it than what you can see, it's fun. So you got like the different... types of slime to fight, and you have a definite goal in mind, and all these other mechanics that I probably won't discover until they're spoiled on the wiki.
You know, there's all this discussing it as though it's some sort of like has some sort of sexual overtones.
Yeah,
I honestly didn't think about it at all. The person talking about how you get it by scrubbing on the G spot, like that was kind of reaching, I think.
Yeah. Scrubbing on the G-spot is always kind of reaching, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder, though, I mean, you gotta wonder, like, big slimy tube with your mother at the bottom of it.
Right.
What does that say?
Exactly, are we talking about here? Well, I realized that at the end of my zone there's plenty of vagina slang, which was kind of unintended. And just arose out of the context, but yeah.
The stuff I'm waiting for that to be done so that I can play through it, but the parts of it that I've read are pretty funny.
You'll like it. Vaginal blood fart won't.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah, I really meant to get all the artwork done today, but I just kind of spent a lot of time staring off into space, and also just like talking to people because I've been gone for so long. So they did a lot of standing around. Got a quote to get some insulation blown into the attic of the office. I guess. I don't know. We were supposed to. The guy was supposed to show up and just measure the outside of the house, and maybe that happened. I don't know.
How would you know?
Attention. Well. Yeah. I went looking for tape measure marks, but then I realized I'm not a forensic scientist.
Right. Do tape measures leave marks?
I don't know. If you strangled someone with them, you'd leave ligature marks.
Mm-hmm.
What does ligature mean in music terms?
It doesn't.
It doesn't mean anything?
There's legato, which means slower.
Ligature, are you sure there's no...
Ligature just means tie. To ligate.
Really?
There's typographic ligature. Doodah, doodah.
A printed or written character such as OE or FF, consisting of two or more letters or characters joined together. Oh, a compound note in mensural notation indicating a group of musical notes to be sung to one syllable.
Huh, I did not know that.
So what does that mean? What is it to be sung to one syllable? Does that mean like a grace note?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not crazy. There was a musical.
And I
there was a musical called Ligature about strangling people.
Ligature, the musical. It's kind of sucks because all the songs are like a minute and a half long and end very abruptly.
Also, ligature, a device used to attach a mouthpiece to a woodwind instrument. Okay, that's probably what I was thinking of. The ligature is that, like, band clamp that holds the reed onto a clarinet.
Oh, okay. You know this one time at the band
clamp? At band clamp, yeah.
It's one time.
Why are there no pictures in this? Oh, wait. Maybe a ligature is the part of a, like, the broad stripe across between two notes. That's, huh.
Perhaps.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of senses of the word ligature. This is fascinating. Crap, there was something else that I was going to say, and I don't remember what it was. I don't think it was about this.
Was it about the slime tube?
I don't know. I'm sure there are some questions about the slime tube that we'll get to at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was when I was reading the dictionary definition of ligature that I thought of something. I don't know what the hell. I don't know. Yeah, it's I shipped right. A bunch of stuff home, UPS, from New York, and it hasn't shown up yet.
Important things?
No, just crap that, because I accumulated a little bit of stuff while I was there and didn't want to carry it all back in the same bag that I showed up in. Still have to kind of unpack and put all my shit away. That always takes me forever.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry, I'm seriously just kind of zoned out.
People are looking at my character pain right now because a while ago my equipment wasn't hidden and some of it was equipment that hasn't been rolled yet.
Oh.
I was like, I feel like a genius. Wonder where I can get one.
That's weird. I guess I didn't remember your equipment not being, like, hard-coded to be hidden.
It's private now. I like being able to switch it on and off. It just didn't occur to me until someone made a forum thread. It's like, what do you think this equipment that Scully has on is? Here's what it all says in spoiler boxes. So I deleted the forum thread, and to that dude's credit, he didn't post a new thread that was like, WTF, why my thread get deleted?
Yeah.
Which I recall the last time something similar to that happened. That's what the dude did.
Yeah. But
I talked to the one guy who was talking about how he was going to show his screenshots around. Just said, dude, everyone's going to see this in a couple of days, but I would appreciate it if you would tuck it back for now. And he agreed.
Yeah, I screwed around and made, even today, God damn it, I forgot how to blacklist my clan from not the display of non-public clan trophies.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up spoiling the trophies before I rolled the dungeon, and then spoiling another one of them later today to more. To, like, the first one I spoiled just by having it on the page of my own clan, and like one person found it and said something to me about it but didn't tell anybody else. But today it was actually just right there in the pile of records. So, yay. Anyway, I think that's fixed now. That shouldn't happen with any other clan dungeon trophies. Go to all the trouble of making it so we can mark things public and then just forget to use that marking anywhere. The new Hobopolis drop wasn't showing up in the mall for a long time either because I forgot to mark it public.
Yeah.
Which is weird because that makes it not show up in searches, and we finally, sort of with C.D. Moyer coming up with a dramatic simplification of a lot of the ideas that we had about how to handle stuff like that. Because it's like, we don't necessarily want, like, if an item is marked public, it will show up in mall searches if somebody finds one and puts it in the mall, but it also will generate a blank entry on ColdFront's marketplace data if it's marked public. And so we don't want, like, we didn't mark stuff public to begin with a lot of the time because we didn't want it to get spoiled before it was discovered.
Yeah.
But then fixing the mall search made it so if something got discovered and we didn't mark it public between the time it was found and put in the mall, it wouldn't show up. So now stuff gets marked public and it will show up in the mall. But the first time an item goes into the mall, it gets added to the list of stuff that gets sent to ColdFront.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Huh. Somebody apparently posted some of that stuff to the wiki.
Ah. That makes me sad.
Oh, well.
At least the stats are... At least they don't really have stats yet.
Yeah. We should ban the wiki.
I hate it when people do that. It's not the wiki's fault. It's just...
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
We should ban the internet.
Yeah.
If there was no internet, none of this shit would happen.
Yeah, none of our stuff would get spoiled. I think that dude from Sony is right, that the internet has caused nothing but pain and sorrow. And suffering.
I thought maybe that was, like, something that was taken out of context. You know, but...
But then it turns out that... He was like, no, let me clarify. I totally meant that.
Yeah.
Every single word. Hey, will you vamp for a couple, 3 minutes?
I will.
Just 1 second.
I had the questions open somewhere, but now I don't anymore. I will open them up, and I'm going to try and see how many questions I can answer real fast. Let's see. Codsmack was talking about the whole Hopopolis thing. Ultima Wraith gave a very terrible suggestion for an addition to the Rings app group. Weebs asked, I may have answered this. Weebs asked why the Chowder Golem doesn't drop oyster crackers or anything. There was a there is a Q1 item that is in our to-do list to put drops on dropless monsters. You know what? I did talk about this on the last show. Fine. And Gleebs pointed out the ZomboCom Twitter stream, which funny for a few seconds. Gorblack says, there are 47 references to Homestar Runner in this game. At this point, you might as well call it the Kingdom of Town. Come on, there are thousands and thousands of references to things that aren't Homestar Runner. Nightball suggesting a few more destinations for the slash go command. Agrajag619 said, somebody set them up the bomb. Did you guys see the season finale of Lost? I don't think that anyone on staff watches Lost. Rotting Flesh says, are Black Snow Cones going to get the same buffs that Red and Green got? They probably should. Let me get my little to-do list copy-paste-o thing in and start keeping track of the ones that I actually want to keep.
Okay, sorry, man.
No problem.
The baby can tell when it's Monday night.
Yeah.
So Jess was, like, seeking my advice for whether we should dope him up with Tylenol to get him to sleep. And I was
you
like,
can do that.
Yeah, when he's teething, just that there are children's Tylenol is generally regarded as perfectly safe unless you're just giving it to them nonstop. So like one dose a night makes his teeth stop hurting and the little fever he gets from teething breaks and then he goes right to sleep.
Huh. Is there like I keep talking about this and people keep, you know, it's like, oh, ha ha ha, you couldn't possibly mean that, you monster. Like, seriously, what's wrong with the, like, rubbing whiskey on the gums thing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just... It's fallen out of favor. It was something that a lot of kids had, and they didn't all grow up to be alcoholics, and, you know, no more than anybody else.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. I guess the, you know, nature's bounty of fermented grain seems safer to me than Tylenol.
Both of them hit your liver a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the whiskey wouldn't break the fever.
Yeah. Maybe the fever's important.
Hmm.
Does your kid start saying all kinds of weird shit because of the fever?
Yeah, he started talking about Captain Smith and Pocahontas and Romeo and Juliet. And if you, because you probably haven't heard the song Fever, none of this is going to mean anything to you.
Mm-hmm. Did his hands look just like two balloons?
No.
Okay.
He didn't have a numb tongue either.
Artie Effem says, "Hey, Jick, a lot of your players have been staring at anthropomorphic and zoomorphic stick figures in your game for years, so it should be no surprise that any dwarvish rune with a circle and a line and little else will still resolve into a human form. Some will appear naughty. Guy with shoes on his hands and feet, balanced on his pecker. Guy with no arms or legs, lying on his back, peeing. The tattoo, however, is totally innocuous. Just a couple guys looking for a lost contact lens."
In the one guy's anus.
I was trying to figure out, I mean, was it just like a, they think it's just a guy crawling up another guy's ass?
Pretty much.
There were supposed to be three, it was supposed to say mom, right? There was supposed to be three downward lines on each side, but there just wasn't room. I didn't want to take the beginning circle off because all of the runes start with circles.
Uh-huh. So you wanted it to say, oh mom?
Well, no, I wanted it to say mom, and the O on the left was just a, you know, it's a designator, the meaning, this is a word.
Ah.
Bobulus says, "Perhaps the key to avoiding the whole cock and balls area of user-created content is the MS Paint Adventures model. Let users submit suggestions and choose which one is implemented." You know, I mean, I think vetted user-created content has its place, but not really in KOL, because the problem is not us not having ideas. Ever, right? The problem is us not having the sort of time and cognitive resources to implement our ideas. And really, I say, I did, like, where a lot of the stuff comes from is like, you know, hey, I got an idea for a zone, and, you know, it's pretty, Scully and Riff are pretty forthcoming with, like, the writing and the actual stuff, but then making it actually gamey frequently causes a lot of work to have to be done figuring out, like, where the gaps are that need to be filled in with stuff and, like, how to make sure that it isn't, you know, repetitive or boring or whatever. And, like, yeah. The MS Paint Adventures model creates a lot of stuff that I don't like really at all.
The problem is that we're not enough guys to vet content. Maybe if we had a bigger team. But I'm just thinking of, like, the one time we did that, really, when we had the Name the Yeti contest,
mm-hmm.
where we just got 70 hojillion entries,
yeah.
and then we had to edit them down by hand.
And the bricks and hanks, you know,
yeah.
like... You know, having the dev team vet custom titles works perfectly.
Yeah, that's pretty
right.
flawless.
I feel like, in general, custom titles tend to be vetted and bestowed upon people within a few minutes of them being submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think that's great. Right? The idea of real-time stuff that, like, I don't know why I think this, but I was under the impression that in either the original EverQuest or in World of Warcraft, that whenever you tried to create a character, it actually had to be approved by a living human being before it would go through.
Hmm.
And it tended to happen so quickly that you thought it was just interface lag. But sometimes it would take a while. But I don't know why I think that, because I think that is not true with World of Warcraft, because I've seen so many names that I know have gotten people banned because I have reported them and gotten the people made to change their names, right?
Right.
So that can't be happening there. But it's the idea of that is kind of interesting, right? Because I feel like, you know, a company, like a game like World of Warcraft, what they could do is they could say, okay, you know, these 20,000 people, right, we will discount your subscription by 50 cents or whatever if you are always willing, and it wouldn't be 20,000 people, obviously, if you're always willing to just approve, you know, to look at names as soon as they come up and just say whether they're good or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just comes up while they're playing. Like, I feel like you could leverage the power of a whole lot of people. You know, at that point, there has to be some oversight, though, right? Because if you've got kind of an army of volunteers doing something, you really need to be able to look back and see, like, if somebody's just blindly accepting everything, you know. You don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Slashdot seems to work pretty well with their weird sort of like, I don't know what it is that determines who gets moderator points on Slashdot or when. Because I get them fairly frequently. I started getting them fairly frequently after I'd had my Slashdot account for 4 or 5 years, right? And I don't know if it was, it's because, like, I've only posted on Slashdot 4 or 5 times, and my posts have tended to get moderated up. And so I don't know if that that is a metric, like a high percentage of posts that are marked good means they trust you to mark other people's posts good. But it seems to work, right? Like, most of the crap goes away pretty quickly, and it's just all done by the user base.
Mm-hmm. That's just, like you said, though, when it gets right down to it, we don't really need any more content.
Oh, I know. I'm just discussing the idea of adding as kind of an abstract, you know.
I do think it is cool for the player base to feel like they can toss out stuff that'll get implemented, and that's something that was great about the early days of the game, but I just think we're past that.
I mean, the thing is, in the early days, most of what happened based on player suggestions was just like, oh, hey, you missed this obvious joke here, and we're like, yes, we did, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like we'll still do stuff like that.
Yeah, I tend to do that on the radio show if somebody's like, this description lacks an obvious joke. And
yeah, for everybody saying that the Slime Tube needs a ShamWow reference, you need to get better at understanding ShamWow references. Because the bundle of ChamWow. I was pretty happy to find out that the plural of, you can use ChamOix as the plural of chamois.
Excellent.
It wasn't even a joke plural. It's a genuine funny plural.
I'm sure, given thought, I could come up with a plural for it that would make it impossible to determine what the singular was.
Right. Bundles of You're Gonna Love My Nuts. Yeah.
That was.
I saw some kind of weird rap remix of
that was a really good use of good subtle use of auto-tune on that.
Yeah.
I've watched the Auto-Tune the News thing, and it wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be.
Hmm.
It's just, I think it would be funnier to just make a remix of news stories using Auto-Tune, like that ShamWow dude remix.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the two guys who are saying ostensibly funny things in between, meh.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, okay, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
What they did, an auto-tuned I Have a Dream thing that was pretty cool. It's just the I Have a Dream speech turned into this kind of weird techno song. It was also good for people just freaking out in the comments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how dare two white people come and take his words and turn them into this? And they're like, well, how dare they not?
Have you ever watched that whole speech?
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty fucking impressive speech.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it's in the delivery, though, I think.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm just, like I, you know, I didn't say, have you ever read the speech, right? Like, he was, like, I can understand how somebody who was, like, that powerful of an orator could have been so influential. Linguini Lad says, how come it uses up an adventure when I use a champagne popper underwater? Didn't it used to get me away from battle for free? Well, yeah, you get away from the monster for free, but then you still have to spend a turn swimming back to the surface.
Yep. Is that how it works down there? That's why it takes so long? You have to go back to the surface after everyone?
No, I don't know. I don't know, man. Everything takes a long time. Fred the Blue says, change the adventure again, Drunken Stupor Link, to go back to main map, or is the goal to have Stupor last for greater than 2 turns? Huh. Oh, like, not give you an adventure again in the stupor. I don't know. I could see somebody spending a few adventures in a drunken stupor the first time they get to it and wanting to see that. And it's you know, I don't think we need to be that hand-holdy. Yeah. Rotting Flesh says, will there ever be a reward for the third guild test? Maybe a cool accessory? I still want to do the license to steal from Republicans. Glebe says, I have 35 scepter, or I have 35 Spectre scepters. What are you going to do about it? Listen to you whine, apparently.
We're going to wait until you get two more, and then we're going to ask you not to get any more on the way to the parking lot.
Noah Nam says, just change the name to Teleportus, because that's what I always read it as, and this game obviously must cater toward me.
No, it's...
Teleportus Head?
We should change it to Teleportus Head, and it could just make you feel kind of like a dummy. Because nobody loves you. It's true.
Aaron Finger says, I bet way more people take the path that leads to spices in the Spooky Forest. You should update the adventure message accordingly. Huh. I don't know what that means. You're taking the path most taken.
Right.
Three roads diverged in a wood. And you went the same way as everybody else, you sheep.
Sheeple.
Evan Oakhill says, regarding the idea about the sponge familiar that gains weight when underwater and loses it when on land, you could have the sponge absorb the water, weight going up, over a number of turns. Say it takes 10 turns to get it to full weight. When you adventure on land, it would take a number of turns to dry out. This may add some strategy to using the sponge. If you need the familiar's effect for a land-based encounter, you'd first charge it for a few turns by adventuring underwater. That's definitely something that you have to kind of bounce back and forth between up and down in the water is interesting. Let's see. Lork says male character should have at least a flat 50% chance to miss in combat against the little man in the canoe. You move to attack, but you can't find him. Or somebody else already made that joke already. So I was at the airport, and there was a recorded message that said, at this time, passengers seated in rows 5 or higher are welcome to board the airplane at this time.
Huh.
Why would they do that? How would that get past the number of people that would have had to have gotten past for it to be playing as a recorded message heard thousands of times a day by people that work for the airline? Do they do it on purpose? Like, is it the kind of thing where, like, oh, this message took so long to say that we need to have another at this time at the end of it so that people know that we're still talking about at this time if they only started paying attention halfway through the sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get that at all.
Maybe it was the redundant department of voiceover department?
Yeah.
Redundancy?
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Bourne redundancy.
The department of redundancy. Redundancy. Terrible says, I need to know if the Crimbo PRESSIE is a male or female. It is imperative to the name I give it. I think it's like an androgyne.
Yeah, I think it gets it takes an it and all of the pertinent information in the I'll check. Anytime.
Even Oakhill. I guess it's Even Oakhill, not Evan Oakhill. Here's another book to add to Jake's shelf of RPGs he doesn't play. Mouse Guard. There's an in-depth review at gnomestew.com. Highly recommended for fellow students of game mechanics. It's apparently a pen and paper RPG based on the Mouse Guard comics. I saw... Where did I see that? Maybe on Play This Thing?
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Oh, let's see.
It's an it. The Crimbo Prezi is an it. You're welcome to anthropomorphize it with whichever you want.
Yeah. If I were going to anthropomorphize, I would probably add a lot of things that were like vaginas, but I didn't realize they were like vaginas.
Like, I think I'll just put this like wide open lidless eye on this side and a canyon on this side and like a slime tube on this side.
A wide open lidless eye.
And the eye of Sauron tends to look kind of vaginal.
Really?
Like an Asian vagina, though.
Like it's all on fire and shit.
Hey, I don't know what vaginas you've been looking at.
But all the Asian ones that you're aware of are on fire.
Right.
No two sideways vaginas are not on fire. Telesar says, why is Gorgonzola, the chief chef, so much smaller than the rest of the chef magi? Because he's modeled after that little short chef guy from Ratatouille.
I have to go look at him.
Yeah, but all of the guy, like, the art in the guild halls has been done at various different points in the evolution of my art process.
You may as well ask why Adam and Asiago have giant heads.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. All new stick figures have, like, there was like this huge outbreak of hydroencephalitis.
Right.
About midway through, you know, and it's like, I don't want to redraw the class avatars, because that just would be wrong, right?
Yeah.
But they all have tiny heads. It's not possible to make them particularly expressive, or put hats on them or anything, or give them any kind of hairstyle.
I just figured that Gorgonzola is short, and he makes up for it, kind of compensates with the hat.
Yeah. And I said we weren't going to talk about this anymore, but this is kind of funny. Steve-O-56 says, is the reason the Nemesis quest is taking so long that Riff has devised a puzzle so long and so complicated that he himself is unable to solve it?
Yep.
Yes. The Logman says, hint on the reasoning for the Aria change? Is it a change to how ML works, or some new song or something in the mix? Well, I think the rollout of the slime tube was a pretty good hint. Also, for those people... There is a danger that people are sometimes, I think, not aware of to playing the game by wiki. It seems to just be this accepted fact that the purse rat does not contribute monster level in the slime tube, and that is just flat out not true.
And we verified that that's working the way that it's supposed to?
Yeah. And, yeah, so it's like somebody said it in the forums, and now every time somebody talks about the purse rat, somebody else chimes in, no, it's established that doesn't work. And it's weird. Like I know at least, like, Stupak knows that it does work, right? Because, I have seen some, you know, differing opinions posted, but, like, it was frustrating for a while, like, just seeing these things that were just, you know, and then, like, somebody was like, you know, to beat the boss, you got to take a lot of combat items in, which freaked me out, because I'm like, what the fuck? She's supposed to be immune to combat items, which she is, but then it's like somebody says something that's just totally wrong, and nobody contradicts them at all. But then, you know, somebody says, hey, how about the purse rat? And everybody's like, shut up, it doesn't work that way. Although I'm always happy to see references to windmills do not work that way.
I don't know about that.
That was, it was from Futurama. It was like the alien guy and the girl on the news, and there was something that was setting the whole world on fire or whatever, and there was a picture of this like Dutch plane covered with windmills, and that woman says, well, at least maybe the windmills will keep them cool, and then the alien just yells, windmills do not work that way!
Ah.
It was really funny. I'm sure that my delivery doesn't fully express the depth and breadth of its wonderfulness. Mm-hmm. Kemp Bob says, can C.D. Moyer have a custom item? Maybe a magic unicorn? I mean, C.D. Moyer could pretty much make himself a custom whatever he wanted at this point.
Yeah. He can make himself an item that is also an outfit, that is also booze and food.
All right.
And he should.
Yeah. Moon98 says, I'm submitting a question about Uber Hodge. If it's no longer possible to kill him without funk slinging, so it is probably not possible to kill him without funk slinging. You know, which is fine, because he's, you know, you gotta be level hojillion to do it anyway. So, you having to have ascended once to get what is really one of the most important skills in the game, I just don't mind. Honestly, I don't really think that any requirement is, like, too mean or unfair for the kind of absolute high-end stunt crazy rewards in a clan dungeon.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the thing, you know, something that we almost lost sight of in the development of the slime tube was like, oh, wait, right. At the low end, this has to be accessible and there has to be a lot of stuff going on. Right, because we kind of get up our own asses making the high end stuff really complicated and you know, tricky.
I think that's part of my function as a dev team member is just to go, this is too hard for me and I am not enjoying it.
Yep, that is important. Because dev, you know, we tend to kind of populate it with the spadey sorts who get excited about stuff that, you know. But that said, they usually have a pretty good idea of how the plebes are going to feel. Yeah. The plebes. Skizzle says, is there a way to use Docalactic's curative nostrum and fizzy invigorating tonic through the chat interface? If not, could that be added? Pretty please. Ask Uncle C.D. Moyer. Let's see. NC Sorcerer says, lots of amazing gadgets to be revealed at E3 this year, including PSP 2, dual sticks plus touchscreen, Zoom HD, iTouch 3rd generation, and more. Any thoughts? Anything you're interested in?
None of that really does anything for me.
Yeah. I don't think I would get a PSP 2. You know, I'm glad I bought a PSP a couple of years ago, and I'm glad I have it because every once in a while a game comes out for it that is, you know, really good. And so it's like once every 4 or 5, 6 months I will get a PSP game, you know, play it for a week or two, and then just put my PSP back on the charger. Mm-hmm. It sits for months again. I ought to just jailbreak it. Because there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Yeah. Like, although, the thing is, the PSP is too big to carry around. Like, a DS can go in your pocket. Practically, I also wouldn't carry a DS around.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice about the Game Boy Advance SP. Like, that was just a beautiful little piece of hardware.
Yeah, that was the perfect size for carrying around a gaming.
And so you can actually put it in your shirt pocket. Yeah. Which, yeah.
And unless you can first DS, GBA, you can actually
the top, see it. Like you're a super nerd. You can get a DS that was also a pocket protector.
Hmm. I think the DS will protect your pocket. It keeps you from sticking anything in there.
That's true. Man, you know what I did? I put a fucking pen in my pocket with the cap on the wrong end and just ruined a shirt.
Huh.
And I'm like, now I understand why people would use a pocket protector.
But you would think that the likeliness of that happening would be low enough that you wouldn't care.
Like, so, I mean, yeah, that is the having first a pocket shirt protector that I've ruined. But if I carry pens around in my shirt pocket all the time, it would happen a lot more often.
Yeah. I kind of think of the pocket protector type, though, as the type wearing the $10 shirt from Walmart, though.
Uh-huh.
It's not like you're losing, like, a, you know, $300 Ralph Lauren something or other.
Right. Let's see. Yeah, the Zune is not something that I'm at all interested in.
Yeah. And like, for as far as the iPod Touch, like, and the thing's cool looking, and I'm just going to hold on to my iPod until it dies.
Yeah.
What I like about my iPod is I can stick my entire music collection on there and carry it around with me, should I have the urge to. I guess.
I mean, iTouch is nice because it lets you, you know, play iPhone games without having to have an iPhone, right?
Right.
You know,
portable gaming is not something I care about either, which is
yeah.
I guess that puts me in the minority, but
there are some good games on the iPhone, but it is not that good as a gaming platform. It really, you know, I know that these exist, but somebody needs to make a standardized like harness for the iPhone that has a D-pad and buttons on it. Because there are games on the iPhone that would be really good if you didn't have to use these kind of janky, fake touchpad controls. You know?
Yeah.
There are certain games that really lend themselves to the iPhone. And, you know, like there's a lot of really fun tower defense games on the iPhone. And that's like, tower defense is the perfect thing for, like, playing while you take a crap, right?
Uh-huh.
And so that kind of thing is great. But, like, and you know, running around hitting stuff with a sword, pretty awkward.
My crap-taking game is Yahtzee. Like, little electronic Yahtzee, and has been for maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that fails to get old. So that's kind of where I'm at technologically. It's like,
yeah, the LCD.
I guess
I had one of those for a long time. Like, when I was in Prescott. Was that, man, the Yahtzee game. It's pretty good. I got a blackjack one too, but it wasn't very good.
Adam's got an app for his iPhone that allows him to stream music from his home computer, so just like gives him access to his entire iTunes.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool. But As far as, like, I'm not interested in 4 gigs of music. It might as well be no gigs, because I would never, ever sit there and switch out what music I want and don't want.
Yeah, I mean, I very rarely listen to music on the thing. And even on my iPod, I mostly used it for, like, you know, podcasts and, you know, radio shows and stuff.
The iPod is almost permanently now docked in that little set of speakers that I have, and I just use it all around the house and stick it in the car when we go somewhere, that kind of thing.
Yeah, mine is always in the car because I got the tape adapter, and my wife's is almost always, it has almost the same music on it because it's just both, they both just have the contents of the network drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like the stereo that's wired into the house's sound system with just a little dangling, headphone cable to plug into an iPod down there. But yeah, I don't know, you know, like, I'm obviously interested in, because, like, I don't see getting rid of my iPhone, right? So, like, if there is in 2 years going to be a new version of the iPhone, you know, sure, I'm excited about that, whatever. But, like, you know, I'm not going to just run out and buy it right away either.
Now I'm kind of stuck, because I wanted to get the Android phone primarily because it had a physical keyboard, and now the next generation of the Android phone is not going to have one. So I guess
there are moved on. By the end of this year, they said there are supposed to be 12 or 13 phones by different manufacturers on different carriers running Android. I thought it was the last thing that I saw. It's not the actual physical Google phone, but, like, I mean, I think you would be able to get something at it. I don't know. You know, Frontalot seemed to like his. I played with one for a little while that this girl had at the bar, but I was super drunk when I was doing it, so I don't really remember anything about it. I remember it not feeling as good to use as the iPhone, like, just in terms of, like, the feedback that you got from the touchscreen and stuff, but that could have had more to do with my inebriety than any actual problems with it.
I've been enjoying, I've played with Adam's fiancée a couple of times, and she likes it quite a bit, too. So.
Yeah. It is, you know, the fact that you can just run third-party software on it is pretty nice.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe a little less polish in the native stuff is the price you pay for that, because it's just kind of like the Windows versus Mac thing all over again.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, there are going to be compatibility problems with phones running Android that the iPhone will just never have, because that's kind of the price of the freedom to have it running on all kinds of different hardware. We need a phone that's like Linux.
Yeah, so that if something doesn't work, you have no chance of fixing it, because people will just tell you that you should already know how to do it.
Yeah, you'll ask somebody for help, and they'll just be like, yo, whatever, noob. Why didn't you try X, Y, and Z? And then you'll reply, if you read my post, you would know that I did try X, Y, and Z, and that's why I came to you for help. And then they would never reply again.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hate Linux. And these servers that are my livelihood are running Linux.
That's okay, but because we have the capacity to pay people to work on those.
That is true.
Whereas, you know, if I put it on, well, I did try. I put it on my home computer, and it booted up, and it couldn't figure out my display, and it dropped me to a command line. And rudimentary poking around on the web said, well, you need to write a driver and compile it and run it, depending on what build of Ubuntu you've got. And I was like, yep, fuck that. And that was my 10 minutes with Linux.
Mm-hmm. Big Quack says, do you find it ironic that the knob harem pants have such a low drop rate? Why would that be ironic? They're not there to have sex with anybody.
Mm-mm.
They play, you know, like, harems weren't about sex. They were about, like, you know, having women to play the lute for you and feed you grapes.
Exactly.
Evil Kitten says, is the June item of the month going to give spleen items the gift turns? Yes. Guy Vernon asked if Hot Stuff got his message about Zombie Board and ScanScribe. Apparently, it's some kind of webcam thing that, like, you point at a whiteboard and it, like, keeps copies of the whiteboard as you edit it. That'd be pretty cool, actually. Hmm. Baron Von Big Penlord says, hey, ask Hot Stuff how he pulled off a 14-turn hobo run. Yeah, he didn't realize that clans had to specifically be blacklisted from the speed leaderboards. And also, that the leaderboards weren't, at that point, the queries weren't written to distinguish between multiple clan dungeons.
Hmm.
So there was a lot of stuff that had to be, like, I wrote all of the code for Hobopolis with the idea that there would be multiple clan dungeons in the future in mind, and by and large it worked. This one was a lot easier to put together than Hobopolis because so much of the work was already done.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a few things. There are still issues with the chat channels, and partly that's because I've just kind of screwed some stuff up, but I think at this point that CDM has fixed them all. But I could be wrong. Squee says, I'm going on vacation for a week and don't have anybody to watch after my parrot. Can you make Riff or Hot Stuff take care of her?
I think Riff already has his own parrot.
Does he?
He doesn't want to have to deal with a two-parrot household.
Okay. How do you take care of a parrot?
I think like a 22 cartridge would probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, you gotta give them water and food and listen to them jabber about nonsense and look at you with their dead-ass reptilian killer eyes.
Yeah.
I fucking hate birds, man.
Really?
Birds as pets. I don't understand that idea at all.
Like a pet that you can't like pick up and pet.
Even more so, just I'm going to invite this dinosaur with feathers into my house to stare at me with murder in its heart.
Huh.
And shit all over everything. You know. When I lived, after your parents sold the trailer that we lived in out from under me, I moved in with a dude whose family had a bird that they just kind of let roam all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's bird shit in unexpected places, and if you left any clothes lying around or anything, it would just like chew the buttons off and bite holes in your clothes and shit on them. And it's like, yeah. Fucking birds. And every morning at 5 o'clock, it would start yipping and wouldn't stop until about midnight.
So every morning, it would wake up and start yiffing you.
Yep.
Because you would always. They made you sleep in a giant. They didn't charge you rent, but they made you sleep in a giant bird suit.
Right. And a giant bird cage.
Man, my cat was going crazy while I was gone. Like, this clothes hamper that's got kind of. It's not a wicker hamper, but it's got kind of a wicker veneer on it. And it is just destroyed, and all the carpet all around the hamper is all destroyed.
Hmm.
It's really frustrating. Like, my cat does not tend to do stuff like that. The thing is, her scratching post thing got moved out to the room where I smoke cigars, and nobody ever went out there while I was gone, so the cat never followed anybody out there, so the cat never got to use her scratching post. Tell you, the trials and tribulations of pet ownership, man.
Yeah. Our cat's just stressy. It's just, like, when we went to the hospital to have Ollie, we came back 3 days later and Zool had doubled in size.
Mm.
It's kind of ridiculous.
My cat won't eat enough to maintain a steady weight unless I really kind of mess with it.
I know, your cat is a freakish tiny cat, though.
Man, my cat's crazy. She was runty.
Crazy little.
Yeah. She's been just, like, since I got back, she just sort of never leaves my side when I'm here. She's, like, not the friendliest cat in the world, you know, but, like, sometimes she's friendly, and it's been weird. We should take a music break, because we're just talking about cats.
Yeah, we're just sitting here. We'll bore everybody with music for a bit, then we'll come back and bore them with talking. Right. Yeah. Back in about 15, folks.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep, but dream. You got your head in the clouds and I love what you see. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I know, you don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the sea, swat down all this pride. But you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool, but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore, you don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame, I got my feet on the ground. And I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mama's body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around, I got my own hell to raise.
Yeah.
are back, and we're going to talk about things that are interesting and incredible and have something to do with the game.
We've gone through a lot of questions in this show so far. I don't think the brief interlude of talking about cats was that big of a transgression.
Maybe we should talk about the musical Cats for a while.
I don't know anything about the musical Cats.
I kind of don't either. It's it's rare for someone as gay as I am, but I watched about 20 minutes of the filmed stage show of Cats, and that was all the Cats I need for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I like T.S. Eliot, and, you know, I'm a guy who likes him some musicals, but...
Yeah. Who wrote it, though?
Well, Andrew Lloyd Webber did the music.
Right.
But T.S. Eliot... Well, they grabbed some T.S. Eliot poems and kind of pulled lines out and set them to music.
I see.
It's just not a great idea.
No. And here's my cat begging for attention.
Well, you better give her some attention or she will claw the shit out of you. Oh, wait, I mean, and.
She doesn't hurt me. She only hurts other motherfuckers.
Yeah. I still have scars from that cat. Maybe not physical scars, but mental scars.
Samus 74 says, "Hey guys, love the show, love the game, blah blah blah. I would let you know. I saw Star Trek the other day, and when they mentioned Medical Shuttle 37, very softly you heard in a row."
Most good.
Let's see. Apocalypse Throb says, "How about revisiting and reworking the old back equipment slot? Bring back backpacks, maybe reallocate capes to the back slot, etc." I don't think I like that idea.
Yeah, I think we have enough equipment slots.
Yeah.
Especially with your offhand being another place you can store a weapon.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Ivy Newton says, "Can we get some Oxy Love and have a spleen semi-rare like the Tasty Tarts and the Distilled Booze? Also, a holiday such as Feast of Boris and St. Stinky Pete's or Day of the Dead Spirits, but for spleen, either giving spleen items or increasing spleen capacity or so." No.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with, if you're going OxyCore, you're going to miss out on some of the holidays. It's just kind of like, if you don't drink, you don't get to enjoy St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
In real life.
Yeah.
I see.
Samus 74 says, "Obviously this wasn't in the movie itself, just another apparent KOL fan." I don't think Samus 74 is aware that that's a reference to the movie Clerks. So somebody saying in a row after 37 is not necessarily a fan of KOL.
Yeah.
I think it, like with Negative Land and the 11 thing, that's likely to be more likely to be from a KOL fan than a Negative Land fan.
Oh, come on. That is probably true, though, because like, even most Negative Land fans are not as obsessed with that particular song.
Yeah, no, I wasn't bagging on Negative Land. I was just saying that our game is probably more prevalent now than Negative Land is. And it's entirely possible that among people who are 10 years older than we are, maybe they haven't seen Clerks.
Right. William says, "If people stop donating altogether, how much would you charge per month?" $1 million.
And we'd only need one player to make it work.
Oh no, another putt says, "Did you expect an uproar over clan pool table leaderboards?" You know, if you had asked me, is somebody going to get all butthurt by this? I would have asked, well, I don't know. Is it a thing? If so, then yes.
Why are people upset about the pool table clan leaderboard?
There was at least one guy who sent in a bug report lamenting that they had whitelisted somebody into their clan who then took over the pool table and nobody in their clan can defeat him.
Mm-hmm.
So he just has a run on the pool table that they can't get rid of. I mean, there's nothing stopping them from having one of their people get as good at pool as him.
Or removing him from the whitelist and booting him to at least get him off the table.
Well, booting them doesn't get them off the table. That's the thing. I specifically made it so you can be running the table in more than one clan.
No, I see.
Because I kind of like the pool table as a potential griefing vector.
Hmm.
But, you know. Let's see. James says, I don't have the time to listen to the show, but I want to know how come we don't have more kosher/Jewish type items in the game. I would like to see a yarmulke familiar or something, or a spectral kosher dill if the pickle factory ever opens up again. Oh, man. You know that kosher restaurant that an Aka Jew took me to?
Uh-huh.
On the table, you know how normally at a restaurant there's like a limitless supply of bread? This place, limitless supply of pickles. It was fucking awesome. We ate like 5 or 6 dishes of pickles between us.
That sounds delicious. Sounds like it wouldn't be very delicious later.
Later?
When you were peeing pickle juice. Because usually you taste your pee,
but I don't
right?
drink my own pee. Yeah, I don't know. Do pickles make your pee smell like pickles?
If you ate that many of them. I don't know. Eating that much that. Vinegar wouldn't sit well in my stomach, I think.
It would pickle your stomach?
Yeah.
If you ate too many pickled stomachs, what do you think would happen?
I have no idea.
Vinegar rules. Because, like, grapes are good, and then, like, wine is good. Well, sort of. I don't really like wine, but wine is good. And then vinegar is good, because it makes things into, like, pickled things. Grapes kind of rule. Like, what can't they do?
What about the cider house? How do you feel about that?
That also rules.
Good. Yeah. I wanted to see that movie in the theater just so I could go out there and go up to the ticket box and say, 2 for the cider house rules. Then I realized I didn't want to see the movie bad enough to make that joke.
Right.
Or to go
What's
see it just to make that
even
joke.
About?
It's about how everybody should have an abortion.
Really?
Yeah, like Michael Caine's character is an abortionist in turn of century America. And some people don't want him to perform abortions and some people desperately need abortions. And
so then somebody kills him at a church?
I think so.
The fuck, man. Fucking crazy assholes.
Sometimes you gotta kill a motherfucker to be pro-life.
Mm-hmm. Aqualung says, can we get an update on some clan stuff? Mainly something that says someone sent an application. It's no fun to have to check for them every once in a while. I guess there could be a clan option that notified the leader or anybody who was able to approve applications whenever there was an application. That just has the potential to get so spammy.
Right.
Lynn Guini says, regarding Trophy 68, can you clarify what you mean by not indie enough? No, because that doesn't actually make any sense as a clue for Trophy 68. So, Jer the Red says, when are we going to get a new Ocean update? It's been quite a long time. That's probably the next thing in the big labor pipe. The labor pipe. I just can't stop with the vagina references.
Stick it in my labor pipe.
That was the best movie. I wish it were longer. I mean, the movie, not the ass pipe. The ass pipe is pretty long, you know, 30 feet if you stretch it out.
I wish I knew how to say sesinepa un ass pipe.
Yeah. You wish you knew how to say that, huh?
Well, clearly I don't.
You mean like pronounce it?
Yeah, like...
Yeah. I thought you were saying like you wish you knew how to say that in French.
Whatever the slogan, whatever the caption on that picture of...
But it's
know,
like... Ceci n'est pas un peep.
Yeah, ceci n'est pas un ass peep. That was the joke I was trying to get to.
How do you say ass in French?
Oh, I don't know. I don't speak fucking French.
Anyway, Jer the Red, you know, I'm not going to say, like, super soon, because the next thing is going to be pretty big, but, you know. Quine says, can Seal Clippers get a hack-a-pick, please? I don't know what a hack-a-pick is. I'm going to look it up. Hack-a-pick.
It's what a hacker wears in his afro.
It's a club of Norwegian design used for killing seals. Oh, sweet. It's like a, that's not a club, that's a pick. You know, I did read, and I was expecting when I read this that somebody would send in a message to Radio Bugbear, Canada's Governor General cut open a freshly killed seal and ate its heart raw to show support for seal clubbers.
Wow.
Canada's female Governor General.
Canada is not fucking around.
Yar said on the 28th, how close are you to new Clan Dungeon content? Also, why did Riff spend so much time on that dwarf puzzle instead of the Nemesis quest? Well, he spent all that time like a year or 2 years before the Nemesis quest revamp was really even a gleam in anybody's eye. So, Super Marshmallow Man says, dude, just wanted to shout out that my head is spinning with the content that this game has. I just got out of post, Ronin post HCO, and I can't decide which high level thing I want to do. Sneaky Sam says, so when is Jake returning to Phoenix? Yesterday.
He will have been returning yesterday.
Gold S says, make more food items combat usable, please. You know, that's something I feel like it's a seasoning best used sparingly.
Yeah.
Because really, you could just start doing it with everything. And, you know. Let's see. Elroy Jensen says, how about providing a way to view events of the past week or so? It seems kind of hit or miss as to whether they display at login, and I sometimes don't know who smiled at me. A week is probably too long to start. And, yeah, that may not be the case. You know, right now, they're stored for 48 hours, which I feel like is... That's long enough if you skip a day. You know, you don't really miss anything. Stubach 2 says, why do you dislike the number 13, Jack? I was born on the 13th. Do you dislike me? It's not that I dislike the number 13. It's that I find the concept of avoiding the number 13 interesting. And so I like to do it, not because I'm superstitious, but because it's fun.
And that's not why he dislikes you.
Yeah. I like that buildings don't have a 13th floor.
It kind of sucks for people who are trying to do calculations for base jumping or bungee jumping off of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that ever happened to somebody or if that's just like something that could conceivably happen so it became a story. Like jumping off of the building and failing to calculate that there was one fewer story. So it seems you'd want to go for a bigger margin of error than that anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, unless that your credibility as a bungee jumper is determined entirely by how close you get to whatever would kill you if your bungee didn't jump properly. Demasta says, about Star Control 2, the bad or Quan win if you do nothing. It's funny, because I'm wondering which of them is the bad or Quan, because the only real difference between them is one of them wants to kill every sentient race in the galaxy, and the other one wants to enslave every sentient race in the galaxy. Which do you think is worse? I guess killing them is worse.
Yeah, at least if they're enslaved, they have a shot at perhaps breaking out.
The enslaving just means they put, like, this red energy shield around your planet that makes it hot and unpleasant. But you're still alive and you can do whatever you want. You just can't make any spaceships or anything.
How would you even notice where you live?
I would notice if the sky was red.
Would you notice that it was really hot?
No.
Yeah.
It is. It's been like 100 here.
We've been scraping 80. Cooler by the lake.
By the lake.
The lake of the woods. It's kind of awesome. Like, you can drive downtown and then there's a beach and a lake with swimmable water, and yeah, it's kind of groovy. You don't care.
Kevin B says, can we click on intrinsic effects and item descriptions to get their effects? Huh. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Let's see. So yeah, something that we're going to run into in this whole slime tube thing is people really want a log of taking a batch of chamois out of the bucket. So I really should probably just figure out a way to log things that don't take turns. fuck am I doing? I was trying to get back to my to-do list to paste that intrinsic effect thing in there. Ooh. Ooh. Lots of people getting into the 500 turn range in Slime Tube.
Nice.
Sweet. Apocalypse Throb says, bottle of pirate juice. Perhaps the bottle should actually be black and the skull and crossbones white. It's inverted from the description. Fine.
Or should we change the description?
Yeah.
John Rahman.
John Rahman. Oh, go ahead.
Do you think it's hilarious to make the female counterpart to the coveted Mr. A utterly useless? Yeah, because actually we're incredibly sexist. That's why
I am.
That's why we did the slime tube the way we did it with the handsomeness potion and whatnot. We just assume that everybody else is a heterosexual male.
Yeah.
And most of the time we're right. I mean, geez.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we put in the Mr. Accessory. Somebody said there should be a Mrs. Accessory. Said, fine, we'll make it functionally identical. And we'll put it in there. Yeah.
But it's not because you can't spend it at Mr. Store. And, you know, whatever. Anything that we did would be more sexist than what exists now.
It's worth exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah, except that you can't trade it for next month's Mr. Store item.
Sure, but you could say that you can trade the Mr. Accessory for the Ms. Accessory. You can trade up to that, but the shopkeeper refuses to trade back down.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Ms. Accessory is so much more superior.
Let's see. Asshat says, have you ever considered a slash bet chat command which would place a bet of that amount of meat in the MMG? An ultra rare bailout adventure when betting in the MMG. You're bailed out for your entire lifetime in grand total. If it's negative, you're taxed one turn. If it's positive. I don't think any bailout jokes need to go into the game, or any stimulus package jokes, or any stimulus bailout. Huh. So, let's see. ChefBob27 says, okay, if you're stuck on an island, which would you pick? And then links to a picture of the, you know, the girl, the mermaid, that the top half is human, and then the reverse mermaid with the bottom half human. I think I'd go with the top half human.
Yeah. I think
because then you could talk to her.
The ability to have sex with something that had the like top half of a fish, I think, is overrated.
Yeah. Let's see. Tatter says, I originally thought that the KOL Twitter was for was for talking about KOL stuff you're working on. I mean, it kind of is.
It's for talking about everything that we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, talking about anything that we would talk about on the radio show, right? Like anything that we think our listeners would be interested in, or our viewers, or our Twitter follower things public.
I keep forgetting to post in there.
Huh?
I keep forgetting to post in there. Because I keep logging into my Twitter and talking about stuff. Like, oh, I should share this with our listeners.
Let's see. Who was it? Stupak linked to a chainsaw suit comic about Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. I need to just pull that DVD and watch that.
Yeah, you really should.
I kind of want to just go through and watch all the original series now that I've started. They're pretty good.
Hmm.
Chainsaw Suit is a good comic. I have really enjoyed following it and reading the back issues.
Maybe I should look it up and read the entire history of it and then never touch it again.
Yeah.
I've been reading the archives of Waigu Adventures, though.
What?
And that is some good shit. So it was the sequel to, like, a guy made a comic called When I Grow Up.
Uh-huh.
And then he, the next comic he made, he named the kid the acronym of When I Grow Up, Waigu. So it's just like, a weird little kid and his goth older sister. And like an entirely bizarre dad and drunken mom. But then there's a anime show that he likes to watch that the characters can kind of manifest in real life and mess around with him. And it has some of the randomness of those like five panels of randomness comics, but has an actual story behind it.
Right.
It's got the little potato who's made of poison.
Huh.
I don't know. I finally understand that MC Frontalot lyric. She looked like Paisley Tinkle, but poisonous like Topato, because Topato's made of poison, and Paisley Tinkle is his sister, who's the goth. And
I see. Yeah.
Never mind.
She's a goth, and her name is Paisley Tinkle?
Yeah.
That's funny. I see. That it's like, what do you call that? The juxtaposition of two disparate elements for comedic effect? I don't know. Like a murderer named Johnny Feelgood.
Yeah. I thought you were just talking about random things like Edgewise Prostitute.
No. I really did just randomly select those from a dictionary file. Although it took several random selections to come up with this selection. It was actually funny, so, you know, it wasn't really random. Varan says, sorry, but I have to agree with Scully on the whole Deep Space Nine thing. I went years without watching a single episode of it for the same reasons that Jick cited, always maintaining in my mind that The Next Generation was the only good Trek series. Then I actually watched through the series and convinced that it was probably one of the best Treks there is. I more recently started watching through The Next Generation to see how it holds up, and sorry to say, but that shit is cheesy as fuck. Try watching some of the first two seasons. I defy you to make the claim that it isn't some of the campiest 80s sci-fi there is. Sure, it gets better, but by and large, I'd say at least 80% of The Next Generation episodes are throwaway crap nobody cares about. Also, Deep Space Nine, despite being set at a space station, has as much exploration as any of the other series and has more spaceships exploding than all the other series combined. Just saying.
Fine.
I would kind of argue that, like, 80% of almost everything is... I don't think that any series that runs 10 years is gonna have, like, let's say there's 200 episodes of it. You can't have, like, 190 favorite episodes, you know? Yeah. You're gonna have 20 favorite episodes, but that doesn't mean that 90% of it is throwaway crap, right? It just, you know...
We've been watching a lot of the... We've been DVRing the Next Generation episodes because they air, like, 12 of them a day on Sci-Fi Channel.
And are they in sequence?
No, not at all. If they do a... They'll do, like, two-parters in sequence, which is nice, okay. But then they just kind of... You know, they'll play one from season 3, one from season 1. Just kind of have to watch and see if Riker has a beard or not and whether Worf looks completely retarded or not.
Did he look completely retarded?
In the beginning, yeah, he was a different color, and his hair was in, like, a little bob, and he just, yeah, he looked ridiculous, it took a while for his character to get redesigned. Oh, and whether Crusher has her giant 80s hair or not. I mean, some of it is cheesy now, because some of it is really rooted in, like, the fashion sensibility of the 80s, but the episodes are all... Like, I haven't seen one that I went, God, I wish I hadn't watched that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, clearly they needed to fire the makeup and hair artist that they had for the first couple of seasons. And once they did, everybody started looking like people. Which is nice.
How do you know what people are going to look like? Maybe 80s hair will come back in the 2300s or whatever.
Sure.
King Stupid says, Chicken Scully, The Muppet Show. Good, bad, don't care, don't remember, shut up. Stupid, we hate your ass face. Okay. I don't remember it, but what I know of it leads me to believe that it was pretty good. I know I watched it when I was a kid.
The episodes that I've seen as an adult have been every bit as funny.
Yeah.
Sitting in my desk, I have a bunch of DVDRs with the entire run of The Muppet Show on them. Mm-hmm. Just haven't gotten to watch them. Yeah, good stuff. I also like the Jim Henson Storyteller stuff.
Yeah, you were talking about that at some point recently.
No, that wasn't me. That was your other girlfriend. You should check those out, though, if you haven't seen them, because it seems like that'll be up your alley.
It wasn't you that I was talking to about that?
Nope.
Wow, I have no idea who it was then.
Maybe it was MC Frontalot. Like, if you were out there drinking with him, it's possible that you would have just confused the bald people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Bald people with the weird lower lip facial hair, and he wears glasses, and you don't.
I wear glasses all the time. I'm wearing glasses right now. I'm always wearing glasses.
I thought you wore contacts a lot of the time.
This marriage is suffocating me. A couple, 3 years ago I did, yeah.
I see. Like when you were living here, weren't you wearing contacts most of the time?
No, I was wearing glasses most of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't have you in my head with glasses.
I tend to take them off for pictures and when I'm talking to people. Like, when you and I...
I tend to take them off whenever anyone can see me.
Right. Well, like, if you and I went out and sat on either side of a table at Black Angus, I would take off my glasses because I can see you better without them up close.
Okay. Well, I mean, then that's why I picture you without glasses, is because most of the time when I'm looking at you, apparently you're not wearing glasses. Okay. So I felt kind of bad during the beginning part of this conversation. Because I'm like, oh man, really? How many arms do you have? Gleep says, thanks for the second dungeon, Jick. This game always needed more tubes. Oh, and by the way, tubes is a meme based off of the MS Paint comics about how dumb the space pirates from Metroid are. And then he links to it. That's kind of funny. I don't know that the space pirates from Metroid are, like, particular offenders in that whole designing your base specifically around the abilities of your nemesis. You know, I feel like that's a pretty common thing.
Right. That's one of those things that you just have to accept as if they didn't do that, there wouldn't be a game.
Yeah. I mean, Dracula builds his giant castle, and at the end he's like, oh, wait, crap. We need to install 30,000 candles in the castle, and inside each of the candles, we need to install, like, maybe some holy water, because, yeah, we love that. Some crosses for people to throw at us and kill us. maybe some upgrades for the vampire slayer whip that the family that is my arch nemesis has kept for generations. Oh, and some delicious hams.
Maybe Dracula is suicidal.
Could be.
He's like, the whole castle was just a cry for help.
Right.
Like, this is clearly designed to kill you. I really think you need to get some counseling, but instead, you know, nobody's there for him, nobody holds that intervention, so he just ends up getting whipped to death.
Dr. Kier says, in regards to finding a giant tunnel of snot, a bit repetitive, but fun. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be repetitive, right? Hobopolis is repetitive, you just don't notice because of the name generator. I'm curious to see, like, how, in the fullness of time, people feel about this. Like, whether they feel like it's more repetitive. I think they will. And I think... I don't know how much of it has to do with that name generator, but I'm afraid that it's a lot.
Hmm.
Because...
So should we start naming them?
What's that?
Should we start naming them? I think it has more to do with just the separate zones.
Yeah, that is something.
Like, you're fighting the exact same thing, but you're clicking different parts of the map and getting different elements.
Right. Occasional JD says Waller FM is a super funny podcast. Well, I will check it out. Mr. Rar says, do we get the /announce command in SlimeTube 2? Because right now it doesn't work for anyone, dungeon admins and clan leaders included. I'm hoping that has been fixed. Mixie says the clan dungeon, the new clan dungeon is sweet and also absolutely disgusting. I love it. So Very Invisible says, "So awesome," in all caps. Dermega says, "Make a marbling zone in which players can play against each other with marbles and win them from each other." We should make a marbling zone in which players can overfeed cattle. Feed them a lot of corn to give them a much higher fat content than cows are supposed to have.
Or one where they just put tile on a bathroom floor.
Oh, yeah. Tom93 says, "The mechanics that work in the slime tube are rad. I love how simple the overworld looks." Okay, good. See? Tom93, one vote for monotony.
I do actually like the idea of them being able to play marbles with the marbles.
Yeah.
It could be just like the MMG, only all you bet is marbles.
Yeah.
Just flip a coin to see you hit their marble. They hit your marble. I don't know, like, complex marble games. There was a brief, I think, fourth grade, everybody got into marbles. And the most complicated game we would play is, like, you'd throw your marble, like, across the playground, and somebody else would throw their marble and try to hit it. And if they did, then they got to keep your marble.
I see.
If they didn't, then they were really close to yours, and then you could throw yours and try to hit theirs.
I feel like there was just kind of one game, right? Like, you had, you drew a circle, and then maybe did everybody put some marbles in the circle to begin with, and then you take turns flicking a marble into it, and anything you knocked out of the circle you got to keep.
Something like that. That was too complicated for us.
What? I always liked the idea of something like that, in the same way that I always liked the idea of playing Magic the Gathering the way that you're supposed to, which is betting a card out of your deck on each game.
For keepsies.
And that's... With Magic, especially, I just feel like, you know, people talk about how Magic became, and it probably is at this point, it was just like, oh man, this is so clearly designed to, like, tap into people's addictive need to collect things, and you have to spend so much money to get all the rares to be good at this game, when it wasn't really supposed to be played like that.
Uh-huh.
You know? And the whole point of, and I honestly feel like that was kind of one of the deals with Ante, is if you had a rare card, you might lose it. And then the person that you were playing against, if they happen to beat you, would get it from you. Right? And it's like, the worse you are at the game, the less you have to lose, really.
Well, that would be the whole
everybody,
idea.
Like, nobody played for Ante.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody was just like, oh, okay, I have to buy $10,000 worth of cards, right? And like, okay, you know, I think Garfield saw this coming and tried to prevent it. But really, it's one of those things where you can't decide how people are going to feel about it, you know? You can pretend that you live in a world where people aren't going to kind of abuse things to their own detriment, but you do live in that world.
Yeah. Well, just like all of those such things are called trading cards, and I've never seen anybody trade them at all.
No, there's definitely trading going on when I was playing Magic. Remember, I got kind of fucked by some assholes who... I didn't really understand the rarity structure when I first started playing. And I mean, like, the first handful of booster packs that I bought, right?
Mm.
And so I got taken advantage of by these pricks at the hobby shop. Wow. Although, you know, maybe I didn't. I mean, because they would trade me, like, a handful of uncommons for a rare, which is a stupid trade, right? In terms of them being actually valuable or interesting, but he would point out, you know, like, you know, when would you ever use this card? And look at these are useful and cool, you know, so I'll trade you a bunch of these for that. I'm like, you're right, I guess. Right, so I mean, I don't know, still a little frustrating. I don't like looking back at the times when I've gotten fucked by somebody.
Yeah, I know. You hate sex.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, it's fun tickling the vulva in the slime tube. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you can't tell the difference between the uvula and the vulva, that's probably why you're not very popular with the ladies.
He says, how about changing elemental resistance to something more straightforward, like 10% cold resistance? Well, the thing is, the way it is now, we can keep putting in stuff that gives resistance to elements, and we don't have to worry about, like, making it so you're not taking any damage at all. Whereas if we had done percentage resistance, it would, you know, we would have already completely tapped those out a long time ago. You know, I agree that I find things that have just sort of flat numerical relationships to be more satisfying than things like, you know, the way that the volleyball and the fairy work or whatever. But when those mechanics are actually important and we want to use them all over the place, it's pretty crucial that we have a system in place that allows them to scale gracefully and for us to not, like, just end up making things way, way too powerful by kind of nickeling and diming it into the sky. So, yeah. Creeping Crud says, thanks for the slime tube. I had a good time today kicking its ass with a couple clannies and expect to do that a bunch in the next week or two. Good times.
I'm not Tatter a high says, enough level to play it, and that depresses me.
You're not what?
I'm not a high enough level to survive.
Even going in there with no monster level?
Yeah, I'm level 8.
Okay.
And I just get hit for twice as many hit points as I have and knocked down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're equivalent to when a castle monsters or hole-in-the-sky monsters, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't actually know anything about this game. Tatter says, titties are Mother Nature's own stress relievers. I would probably argue that breasts and my fascination with breasts have caused me far more stress in my life than they have relieved. And honestly, I don't think that I know any men who would claim otherwise. You know, I guess it's like once you're married and you got some boobs that you can just mess with whenever you want, you forget, you know? But I guess if you spend 3/4 of your life married and being able to mess with some boobs whenever you want, then maybe they are stress relievers.
See, I have boobs that I can't mess with because they spit.
Yeah, God damn it. Man, why do you have to ruin everything?
Turns out that the primary purpose of boobs is not me nomming on them. It's a small child doing that for sustenance. Mm-hmm. So I'm between a rock and a hard place. I've got some giant-ass titties right there in the next room, but I can't be touching them.
Yeah, that sucks. When does that stop? When does a baby start eating, like, hamburgers and stuff?
He's going to start eating solid foods, like, slowly, starting, like, starting in a couple of weeks, really. It's like 5 months. But even as late as, I think she's going to stop breastfeeding, like, before con. Because the kid can't drink anything else, so it's either milk or formula. So,
why can't the kid drink anything else?
I guess his digestive system's not ready for it until a year. And you're not supposed to give them water or juice or anything but breast milk or formula.
It seems weird that water wouldn't work.
Yeah, but apparently not.
Because, I mean, there's water in breast milk.
No. And formula. But yeah, no, it says absolutely do not, under any circumstances, give them water. Or feed them after midnight.
Right. You know, and I've talked about this before, but it strikes me as really strange that, like, apparently, it's like a pretty significant threat to give honey to a baby.
Right.
Right? And on every bottle of honey, there is a warning about that, but it is tiny. And that strikes me as a very odd thing. Because it seems to me like you know, it just makes a lot of sense that you would give a baby honey, right? Like, that's something that it seems like would happen all the time.
And sweet and natural and...
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, soft. You don't have to chew it. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe the actual dangers of that are overstated. But it just seems to me that, like, in a society that's, like, so nanny state...
That
seems like
the
reaction to that is really sane, you know, and like, I did it so rational a way of treating that whole thing that I don't believe it's really what's going on. Bobula says, any chance of getting CDM on the show? I like hearing from you guys. Now I want to hear the new guy. P.S. I'm not very good at it, but the slime dungeon is neat.
Where does CDM live?
New York. Yeah. Like, upstate New York, I believe. You know, so at some point he could be Skyped in, I guess. I don't know how interested he is in a public view. Sad that I didn't get to go hang out with him while I was in New York. I didn't do any of the things that I was going to do that involved, like, leaving the city, or most of the things I was going to do that involved leaving my apartment.
Yeah, I noticed you didn't get up to see Werber either.
Yeah. I was going to do one trip where I saw everybody in upstate New York, but, like, the one, like, non-KOL people that I was going to go see, like, that kind of fell through, and then I was just like, it turned out that people lived a lot further away than I thought, or, like, it just takes forever to drive anywhere. I don't know, man. I just sort of dropped the ball socially. I feel kind of bad about that. Severus says, I've been constantly listening to old radio shows recently. It's really neat hearing you guys vaguely talk about something you were working on at the time and then actually seeing the content out now. It just shows that despite talking about content sometimes and not hearing anything about it for years, it still might come out eventually. Yeah, that's true. Zim 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 says, how come funk slinging numbered scrolls and rampaging adding machines don't get along too well? Was this by design? I'm not aware of any problems with that. Like, it should work okay.
Yeah, it would be fine for me. It tends to kill the machine, but...
Yeah, but using two of them in sequence would kill the machine, too.
Yeah. No, yes. I cut my time on that quest by a decent deal last time.
And he says, hey, is it intended to end up in the slime tube when I'm in Ronin with teleportitis? Yeah. I mean, you can go there in Ronin, you can go there in Hardcore, you can go there in Bad Moon. It's like any other zone. That beep didn't mean we lost the streams or anything, did it?
No, it just meant I hit the end of a text box.
Ah.
And once again, my web browser's making noise. Despite my best intentions.
Tom93 says, if you could go back in time, would you have named the slime avatars differently so that we didn't already all know that it went up to 5 tiers of slimes? No, whatever. You know, that's not a big enough secret that it needed to have that level of obfuscation put on it. It's probably bad practice to do that kind of thing anyway. Because, like, really, kind of encouraging, like, brute forcing the trophy image directory.
Right.
But, whatever. Severus says, also, will there be in-a-box-only recipes soon, or recipes you can only learn from Spooky Raven books? You know, that stuff like that is, like, we have an idea, and it's like, you know, we have an idea that we would, like, talk about, or somebody suggests, and we're like, yeah, that's kind of a neat idea, a recipe that you can only learn from a Spooky Raven book, and that just gets filed in a, like, you know, a big box of mechanics looking for content, and then if in the future we come up with something and we're like, you know, we need, like, one more interesting thing to put, oh, hey, what, how about a recipe that you can only learn from a Spooky Raven book, and if it fits, then, you know, we'll use it. So it's like, and that's the thing, like, I think people expect us to have a lot more timetables than we actually have.
Right.
People expect us to have memorized a lot more of our times tables than we have.
Yeah, I really only know it up to 9.
Yeah. Severus says, how come the scary death orb does not do spooky damage when it hurts you? I don't know.
We'll get right on that.
Bob the Joker says, could you please implement the green text option for admins in the slime tube like exists in Hobopolis? Makes life a lot easier for those of us trying to admin runs in larger clans. Thank you. Yeah, it should be working now. And again, if it's not, I apologize. This was this morning, which was before I talked to C.D. Moyer about it, I think. Keywin says, when will the seafloor be complete? The last zone came months ago. I want to slay Merc in, I don't know, a month or two, if I had to guess. I'm not going to know what to do with myself after the dungeon gets done and that and the slime tube are no longer taking up all of my time. Or when the item of the month, I mean.
We have that other dungeon. We can work on that.
That's true. We can. Hey, should we work on getting off the radio?
We should work on getting the radio off. Yeah.
I don't believe in the radio orgasm.
I'm just picturing, like, radio buttons. Do you want to have an orgasm? Yes, no. And on that note, I'll see you tomorrow for my show at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and Jake will be with you on Thursday, as per usual. Is that show moving this week?
I don't know yet.
Okay. We have no idea when you'll hear from Jake again.
Yeah, but, you know, and it'll be, if you don't manage to get it live, it'll be in the archive with a reasonable quickness after it's recorded.
Word.
So, good night, everybody, until then.
Good night until...